this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the word of His grace.
A few instructions that will help us to understand how to lay down. And when we lay down, we can pick it up. Hallelujah. If you don't lay down, you can't pick it up. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Somebody say, I hear. Let her not go. Keep her. Why should you keep instruction? Why? She is what? Your life. So instruction is life. You miss out of it, you may have to struggle. Want to enjoy a better month, a better November than the previous month? And my prayer for somebody here, what did not happen in the first 10 months will happen in this month, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Now listen to me. Elijah was a man that showed up from nowhere, locked the window of heaven, and put the key in his pocket, and he took a stroll. And there was going to be famine in the land, but he will not be spared from it. And God knew something has to be done. He needs to step ahead of time and make provisions for him. So the Bible says, the word of instruction came to him. In verse 2, he gave him a vivid instructions. What to do, where to go, and what to do when he gets there. When he got to Brook Cherith, he was well positioned to receive the instruction. Now, a time came that the brook dried. Maybe the brook had dried for someone here. Things were working before, but suddenly, it's no longer working. The bread is not available again. People who used to help you, they stop helping you. I got a good news for somebody here. The brook might have dried, the rivers might have stopped, but God has never stopped. In verse 8, the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came again. Now listen to me. He wasn't jumping out of himself. He was not running ahead of God. He was not running ahead of destiny. Years back, God's servant, Reverend Graceman, preached a message, running ahead of destiny. I can't forget that message. Now, understand this. You run into a Waterloo when you run ahead of God. And that means you are running yourself. Now, hear me this morning. Instructions are coming. Lay hold on it. Run with it and you will prevail. In the name of Jesus. Even when the brook dried, be sensitive enough not to go back begging. Know that this is God working. A chapter has been closed. He's doing something brand new in your life. And you have to wait patiently to receive that new instruction. So let's run with instruction this morning. Talk about a few instructions that you will need to run with. And when you are anointed, you will have breakthrough on in that. In the name of Jesus. Number one instruction, run with a renewed vision. Run with what? I can't hear you loud. See God doing big things for you. That's what I meant. See God doing beyond the natural tendencies, the negativity we see around the economy crunch in Nigeria. Now let me say this to you. The price of petrol may not come down. The price of commodity may not come down. I've lived enough around to see that when things goes up, they hardly come down. But I have a word of the Lord for you. The economy of the church will get better. I can hear a loud amen. You will have more than enough to meet your needs. God will open your eyes to opportunities. In the midst of disadvantage, you will see advantage. So you will ride higher. You will soar higher. You will do better in the name of Jesus. So get ready for instruction. Run with a renewed vision. In Isaiah 43 verse 19, the Berean Standard Bible says, "Behold, I'm about to do something new. Even now, it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert." There is no doubt about the ability of God to perform. God is a consistent performer. You know where the problem lies? The challenge is all about what we see. Our vision, the things we see, knowing fully well that what he will do, what he's going to perform, is what you see. What are you seeing in the midst of austerity? Land is tough. I came in, I feel it. And I felt that, see, this is the time that the people that do know their God will be strong and they will do exploit. God's provision has not ceased. But what are you seeing? Nigeria is bad. Is that what you see? The fact is, these things are not working. Yeah. But what do you see? I see my consistent provision coming. I see abundance in the midst of limited resources. That is what I see. What are you seeing? Because you remember, if you don't see it, you are incapacitating his hand to perform it. Performance lies in what you see. What are you seeing this morning? Somebody say, "I see an almond tree." And now we see well. Can you see what God is doing even when it doesn't look like it? Are you sensitive enough to recognize God at work? In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11, then the Lord said to me, "Look, Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I replied, "I see a branch of an almond tree." Beloved, what you don't see, God cannot perform. When you see what God is doing, faith is ignited in you. And you will speak, make confession in agreement with what God is doing. You will be at rest and your manifestation will appear. The question is this: what are you seeing? Verse 12 of Jeremiah chapter 11. The man of God said, and God now said, he said, "Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.'" There will be performance if you see correctly. What are you seeing? Are you seeing limitation? What are you seeing? Are you seeing business thriving? What are you seeing? Are you seeing abundance everywhere? What are you seeing? Are you spending from abundance to abundance? What are you seeing? Hey, for me and my house, we see God every time. He shows up. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that he should repent. As he said it, will he not do it? He said it, he will perform it. And that's my joy this morning. That every word of God concerning you, prophetic releases on this altar, from the beginning of this year, we come to fulfillment concerning you, concerning your household, in the name of Jesus. Hey, those words are coming to fruition in the name of Jesus. And you will yet be fruitful in the land in the name of Jesus. What's your vision for the next 2 months? What do you see? Understand this. In case you have not been seen correctly, you have a chance to see well today. Looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Maybe the reason you are not seeing well is because you're looking around. When you look around, what you find is distractions. you find man's inability to help you. But when you look unto him, it shows you clarity, clear visions that will help your life. By the way, what do I call vision? A comprehensive sense of where you are and where you are going and what you will do when you get there. That's what I call vision. Hey, where are you now? Where are you going? Can you see where you are going? Can you see how you are ending this year? You are ending it victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. I thought somebody shouting the loudest amen here. Number two instruction I want to leave with you. Run with your rhema. Don't run on your intelligence. Please listen to this. We now have a generation that reason out everything. We have a generation that think through everything. We have a generation that do mental assertness of everything. They have a way of checking and reckoning. If it is not, you know, playing to what they think, it's not God. They even doubt the supernatural. There are certain testimonies that people share now, they started criticizing it. And because, all because they run an intelligent Christianity. Now let me say this to you. The best of intelligent Christianity is what you have now. Wherever you are in position, that's the best it can give you. You want to do better than that? You run on his plan, on his program, on his revelation. Not what you're thinking. Not what your friends believe. Am I speaking to somebody? We have had enough about the issue of tithe. You remember? I have known enough. I've been through pain. I've been through suffering. I know enough. I don't want to go back. I don't need you to teach me how to spend my money. It's my money, right? You spend your own the way you like it. You're not going to dictate to me what I should do with my money. And of course, I understand it's a personal revelation with God. For me, I understand that my tithe is a form of worship to God. It's a form of honor to him. So it has nothing to do about you. If I like, I sign my whole life for it. It works for me. I don't care about how you feel it. I'm sorry. Don't run your life with your intelligence. Hear this. Maybe this will help somebody here that is already calculating. If I give this, what will happen? And this is the month we're going to lay it down. If I do this, what will happen? I have just few amount of money. If I don't keep this, I may not have another. That's a fallacy of the devil. Don't run on the philosophy of man, nor on the norms of the natural ecosystem. Run your life and everything on the personal revelation of God's word to you. General revelation is good, but personal revelation will keep you going. Everywhere else, everything else fails. Your rhema helps build faith capacity to appropriate grace provision. I have a cousin, I'm privileged to pastor, he's in church hearing me today. Those days in Paracourt, he works in his place, they pay him salary. So he's a very good accountant. He calculates how much he will need for transportation in a month. So there is no amount of preaching you preach, he won't give beyond what he has calculated. So every other service that does not meet that previous calculation, stand on the ground. That is intelligence running you. How far can you think you can run yourself? What's the best provisions of running yourself? What's the best result you can get from running yourself? How smart are you to start with? You think you are that smart? If you are that smart, you should be better than Dangote now. I'm a product of grace. It's not about smartness. It's about what God is doing. It's about grace provision. So understand this, that you are too little to run yourself. You are too small to run God's plan. And that's why you need to run God's plan for your life, align with his program and his purpose, and not running you. You know too much. That's why we are not seeing results. Can we allow him to run us? Like Apostle Paul said, I'm not running myself, because I understand I am what I am by grace. And look, I'm not even claiming I know what to do. His grace is supplying solution. Can I say this to you? The grace is so sufficient that when you lean on grace, you align with his program, your thought is aligning with his program and is thinking for you, you will survive any hardship. You will triumph anytime, any day. My take today is this: stop running yourself. Let me tell your neighbor, stop running yourself. Stop running yourself. I've seen many people who jackpa today. They are better jackpada. I've seen enough. And it's all because they run themselves. If it's the one, not the one running it, please don't go. If your presence will not go with me, I'm not leaving this place. You know the problem? You have left. You didn't wait for his presence. No guidance. And so life is without guide rails. So you are falling into ditches, things are not working. He's not going to walk a line right now. So that's why you need your personal revelation. What is God saying to you? What he says to us sometimes may not mean what he says to you. Now it's a function of your personal relationship with him. Now, how close are you to God? You may know about the God of Yemi Adoloju. Do you know the God himself of Yemi Adoloju? You know about the God. He has shared testimony about it. Do you know God yourself? And that's why this season, this era, is a era of knowing God yourself. Having building a capacity to understand God on a personal level. Lord, what are you saying? I want to start this business. What are you saying? Lord, I want to do this. What are you saying? I want to get into marriage. What are you saying? When I wanted to marry my wife, she was not on the table. She was not on the table. And I meant it. I brought a lady to Reverend, maybe he needs to be a doctor now, right? Dr. Adoloju. So I brought a girl, a lady from Lagos. And after the lady left, he said, are you sure this is the one? This one won't last. So eventually when I told him that, one of your daughters, he said, okay, I think I'm at peace with this. It was no part of my plans. Because at that time, I make a confession and a statement of fact that I would never marry a student. And she was a student. You know what I was thinking? I needed somebody who is working who can support me. So, you know the truth. That's how we think sometimes. I'm not staying for this. And I remember he preached a message that God's blessing comes in a wrap you do not appreciate and understand. He was talking about, what is this? Manna. He said, manna meant, what is this? And so God's blessing sometimes will come in a wrap that is not known to you. It's so strange. And you are thinking, this is not what I'm bargaining for. This is not what I'm expecting. So that was what I was thinking. Now over 22 years, I do again. I'm so blessed. The first 3 years in U.S., she was the one working and she would bring her paycheck for me. I said, spend it. You know what we need? Ladies of this generation, can you do that? She will give it to me, and I'm talking about thousands of dollars. So I sit on it. But you see, I don't want to make her an ATM machine, so I need to step up also. That's what happens when the man is not an ATM machine. You should do it. But if he's making you an ATM machine, run, baby. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. Romans 4 18. Let's see personal revelation there. Who contrary to hope, in hope he believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what God, what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. You know the story. Now, medically speaking, Sarah was past menopause. Nothing could have happened. Medically speaking. But against medical belief, he believed there is God who spoke to him that I will make your children like the sand of the sea. You remember? And God made that promise, and God was not ready to renege. He was staying committed to the promise. Now look at this. This is the problem. When God make a promise How do we convert it to fulfillment? Now, that man's too strong. It was against every natural hope of medical belief and assertion. But that man said, if God is the one saying it, I believe, because he's the maker of heaven and earth, he created the knowledge that they call medicine. So I believe him. I rather trust him. Stay with it. So when God speaks to you personally, you may look tired. Stay with it. It's coming true. Has God spoken to you? Hold on to it. He's the only one that I know he will never lie to you. But you know the truth of the story is, most times we think God is delaying. He's not delaying. He's taking care of certain things that may be an impediment on your way. So allow him deal with those situations. Then he shows up. And when he shows up, you have no battle to fight. You just have your rest to enjoy. Somebody shout, I have rest. Because he's showing up. Hallelujah. He's showing up for me this morning. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man. So he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried through? Man can lie. Man can change their mind. I was walking somewhere one day and somebody told me that you'll be transferred to certain location. I was so excited. And when the transfer list was released, my name was not on the list. So I created a beef between me and Reverend Adeloju. I wasn't talking to him. When he comes to the office, I will usually carry his Bible. I ran away. I left him. I said, look at the man that shanked me. And I was bitter for no reason. Because I want my will, my plans, not his will. Now watch what happened. He called me and said, what's your problem? What of if they send you there and the church did not grow in your hand? I became more angrier that he does not believe in me. So why am I serving him? Now he said to me that the church may not grow. So you know, your mindset is this: when you are corrupt in your mind and you are rebellious, you would twist everything. So I said to myself, this man does not believe in me. Forget it. So as I was stepping out of his office, I carried my bag and I was going home. We were living in Mobile that time. As I was going home, I entered the door, I opened the door, and God said to me, why don't you be number two in my program rather than being number one in your own personal ego? Which one is better? I turned. He said, that man did not offend you. He's helping your destiny. It was not time for you to go. So I listened and I was sent to somewhere else. That place I was sent to, nobody needs to recommend me for promotion. Within 3 months, everything changed. I was not the senior pastor, but everything was happening as if I'm the senior pastor, because that was his program. What God has planned for you will not change. It is you that will change your mind. And most times we don't wait on God to perfect his plan. Eventually, where I was told that we go, I eventually went there and triumph and succeed. But if I'd gone the first time, I would have failed. Most times we think God delays. He's not delaying. Wait. And you know what he said? Wait. He said, wait patiently. Sometimes God will need to test your patience. When I got to the U.S., I wanted to learn patience. And I learned it by driving. Where you can't blow your horn anyhow. Where you have speed limit and you still have more crazy people driving. So I see the first time I don't understand red light. Bah, that's what we do in Nigeria. So I'll see them queuing up in the line. I was just wanting to, it's too slow. I never knew that on those lanes, on those lane part, on those routes, you just have to run 25 miles per hour, sometimes 30 miles per hour. I want to just press the gas. So I'll just maneuver. Poof! Nobody taught me to wait patiently. When I saw tickets flying in the house, nobody. I thought I was smart. And I'll tell my friend, you guys are not smart driving. Come on, let me show them how we drive in Lagos. If you are not waiting, you are wasting. There's a time God will tell you to wait. Please wait. If it is God telling you to wait, please wait. He knows what he's doing. And when he's finished doing that with you, you will come out shining like a gold. Somebody say, I will wait. and we wait.
Hallelujah.
Please wait. If it's the one. And see, most time we think God is delaying. He's not. It's just that we feel it should happen at like now, right now. I want it now, and you must get it now. No, you don't get it that way. Unfortunately, his ways are not your ways. His time is not your time. He will make that thing beautiful, not in your own time. In his own time. So can you allow him to do his job? And I have a word of prophecy for somebody here this morning. Sound like a more like a word of knowledge. You have been doing it, getting involved. God asked me to tell you, back out. I'm big enough to handle it. And most times what you do is this. You stand in his way because you are doing it yourself. He said, take your hands off it. I want to run it my way. And my way is better than your way. He said, allow me run it. Am I speaking to somebody here? Is that for you? Allow him to run you. Hallelujah. Number three, run with faith. Run with what? Run with faith. The first one is we run with what? Vision. Number two, we run with what? Your personal revelation. What God is saying to you personally. Number three, you run with what? See, all the faith Reverend has taught you, this is the season to run with it. The season you cannot determine the next price in the market. You went yesterday, it has changed. So, we step into one supermarket. I just pick few items. Toothpaste, plantain chips, and few other items. And they gave me the bill, 19,000. I said, did you check properly? Did you check? He said, this one is 3,500. So I said, what about this? The underwear we buy for 300 naira those days. He said, it is 8,400. He said, see the quality. I said, I love with it. I said, which quality? This is the time to use your faith. The faith you have cultivated over time. The word that has come to you, you have believed. This is the time to become it. This is the time to behave it. Let's start with this. Whatever you don't believe, you can't behave. Whatever you don't behave, you will never become. Start believing what God said so that you can start behaving it. Now listen to me. The blessing is not in hearing, it's in the doing. The doing is the acting, and that is faith. So act on God's word, act on his promise. It is only in Christianity you can say you are truly sick and done. And the Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. And you say, I'm strong, I'm not sick. And you are not a liar. Can we act out our faith? This is the time to run with faith. When you have a project that is bigger than your size, and you check your calculation, all you can, you don't have enough to fund it. This is the time to look up to him. The Bible said they look up to him. Their faces were radiant and they were not ashamed. Listen to me. As long as you run with faith, you cannot be put to shame. Since I was young, now that I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. You know the beautiful part of that scripture? I've never seen his seed beg for bread. It did not save you, spare you to be around at this time to die with the hunger in the land. No. He has a better plan. You need to see it. You need to run with it by faith. Hallelujah. Let me give you some stuff here. Simply hold strongly what God said without wavering. Have confidence in the ability of God to do what he promised to do. Hebrews 6, 17 and 18. Hebrews 6, 17 and 18. So in the same way, God wanted to end all doubt and confirm it even more forcefully to those who will inherit his promise. His purpose was what? Unchangeable. So God added one more thing, his vow to the promise. So it is impossible for God to lie. For we know that his promise and his vow will never change.
KJV said, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. He cannot. It is not in his character to lie. It is in the character of man to lie, not God to lie. God is not a liar. As he said it, will he not do it? It's not the son of man that he should repent. It's not in his character, because he's bound by two things. He made a promise, he's committed to it also with his vow. He's not ready to lie. So if he's not ready to lie, look at what he said. We might have a strong word, consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now listen to me. Before you act in faith, what is his promise concerning you? Before you start praying over any issue of your life, discover what his will is. What has he said concerning what you are praying for? So that you don't pray in amiss, so that you can act right. And listen to me. If God said it, nothing will change it. Nothing will change it. I was told, when we go to America, to consider doing arranged marriage. And friends who told me to do that were pastors. One of them called me and said, "Hey, senior man, if you are not doing that, can you please do me a favor? Do you have friends in Nigeria who are redeemed pastors? Just go to any one of them, tell them to give you a letter that you are a redeemed pastor, and we'll sort it out for you." I said, "But I'm not." He said, "Okay, I can't help you then." I said, "Keep that help. You are not God that made that promise, so I'm not running to you for help. In the first instance, if you do it, it's because he inspired you to do it." So I was seated at my elder brother in my elder brother's house in New Jersey. It was snowing like crazy, and I was praying in the basement. So he came to me. He said, "Stop praying. You can't be praying in my house. I'm still a Muslim." I said, "I'm sorry, sir. I forgot it." He said, "You can't pray again in this place." I said, "That's my oxygen. You want to take it away?" So I decided the following day to take a prayer walk inside snow. It was freezing. It was -3 that year. And I was sweating and crying. Praying. I got back to the house. God said, "Pack your things and move to Maryland." I told my wife we're going to Maryland. We had nobody in Maryland except our twin sister who was doing on vacation and was cutting with our friends. I think there were about 4. There was no way we were going to sleep. We had $450 with us. If he's the one sending you, he will back you. You won't suffer. When we got to Maryland, he prepared a man that we never knew, a pastor. He saw my wife and he was arguing. "Hey, what's your name?" He said, "Kainde." He said, "You are tired?" "No, I'm not tired." In the midst of the argument, Taye showed up. He said, "Okay, what's the problem? You guys are confusing me now." That's why sometimes it's good to marry a twin. Long and short, the man took her to her house. While I was standing in Baltimore, Graham Park, I called one of my boys who I've not seen in 7 years. He picked the call. He said, "Where are you, sir? Are you in New Jersey?" I said, "I'm in Baltimore, Graham Park." He said, "Wait right there. I'm coming to pick you. I am 15 minutes away from you." So he picked me, dropped me in the house. And the man told me, "You can stay in this house for 5 days." Understand this, we went there with visitors visa. We didn't have social security. We can't rent the house. So on Friday, we were to leave the house. And I told him, I said, "God told me that we should go to Africa. We'll get accommodation in Africa." I don't know what is Africa. I don't know. It's an African store where they sell groceries. We got there. I said, "We can only see people who want to share apartment." I said, "Even if it's there, let's start somewhere." We went there. We got there. See, you will not be favored until you step out by faith. It's not a cause. It's just the truth. We got to the place, we picked the place. They said we should come. We got there. We went to 2 places. Finally, we got to this place. And when we got there, thank you. And when we got there, the owner of the place said, "Do you have your money now?" "Sir, God is my witness. I had $450 in Access Bank domiciliary account, Access Bank ATM card that we went with.
$450. What she wanted to collect was $700. I did not have it. I said, don't worry, I will pay tomorrow. We too, we believe. Therefore, we speak. What do you believe? So, I told the man that took us, I said, the last time I came to US, I opened the Bank of America account. Let's go and check whether we can find some things there. I sold some of my materials, my books. Maybe they've dropped some money. And when we got there, sir, we found $1,350, sir. To date, who put $1,000? We have not known. To date, it's going to 8 years. We've not known. So I withdrew the money. I said, this is good. So I paid the man, then the woman, and I faced mattress shop. I bought a king size. I said, it is not good to buy queen size when God has promoted you. No, he put money there. So let me start with king size. So when I roll well. So I bought it. I moved into the house. A pastor we were sharing house with was from Ghana. Apartment, one room. He did not sleep in that house one day. That was how in 5 days, I became a two-bedroom apartment owner in the U.S. And that was the beginning. Everything that man bought into the house, he gave it to us. Take. The first 3 years, somebody rose up and was paying my house rent every month for 3 years. Giving me $1,000 for 3 years. Sir, it's because I had lived New Jersey and I acted based on what he said. What is he saying to you? Most times he spoke, but you think you didn't hear. Most times you use your reason. You like my brothers in Igbo land will say, make we reason am. You the reason am. What are you reasoning? God? With this small brain? You're reasoning God? Is it the one that told you to step out? Come on, step out. And the problem is this, most time when we profess faith, we act to negate our profession. I'll give you an instance. I've prayed this on campus. There will not be rain because we want to do some crusade. And the next moment we are stepping out of our hostel, we are stepping out with umbrella. We are the one that prayed there will not be rain. And we are already stepping out with umbrella. What are you doing? You are negating your confession by your actions. Friends, stop negating your confession by your action. What God said he will do, he will do it. Just believe it. If you have faith, like a tiny seed of mustard. It doesn't need giant faith. It just needs you to believe him. Have another chance to believe God. Another moment. Hey, I've been done many times. He's saying to you, just give me one more time. Believe me this one more time on this issue and I will fix it. Now, can I say this to you? He's a perfect fixer. Let me tell your neighbor, God is a fixer. He's a fixer. He fixes you perfectly. And my friends were saying, how did you do it? Within 1 month, we started accommodating people who travel from Nigeria everywhere into our house. And I sit down, I roll on the chair. Even the couch, I did not pay for it. The first car, I did not pay for it. I don't know what I've ever paid for. And you know the problem is this. Many things that you have achieved, you did not use your money to get it. It's not your strength, it's not your connection. But why is it now that you are thinking you are smart enough to do it with your strength and connection? Why? Why now? I got married with minus 78 naira in my Standard Trust Bank account. That was then. I stepped out in faith. I remember somebody looked at me and said, you sure this one asked what it takes to marry? Even man doubts it. You know, because they don't see greatness. A lady once told me, he said, I can't marry you because you are an economic disaster. And she looked at me and said, my daddy said that you don't have a job. I should not marry you. I said, really? So job is the determinant. Don't worry. Today I'm no longer an economic disaster. You know what she didn't see? She didn't see the project that God is working on. She never saw it. Maybe she was not part of it. And that's why she's not seeing it. It takes faith to see. And one of the things faith does is this. Faith sees. And whatever faith sees, faith sees. What is your faith saying this morning? Limitation? My faith is saying a capacity that can run for the next 30 days without failing. Is that your faith? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Lastly,
Let me say this to you.
Wrong with patience. To wait means to rest in expectation till the arrival of God.
Can I say this again?
To wait patiently means to rest in the expectation till God arrives the same. So when he says wait,
don't move. Wait, let him come.
He's coming, and you surely know he will come. He that refuse to wait, I said this before, we waste.
Wait.
Can I say this to you? God will do what he will do, but you will need to wait and get it. Even wait and get, you will still need to wait to get it.
You remember those wait and get? You will see wait.
Even in this era of technology, go to item 7. You may still need to wait for certain delicacy before they serve you. Wait. Why are you in an hurry? My mates are ahead of me. Their time is not your time. Wait. The one that asks you to wait knows what to do. Reverend Grisman shared a testimony of one of his friends. He's an older guy, graduated late in the school. And every of his mates, they've been working, making money. He graduated, he got the best job. He thought it was over. Not where God is involved. So if he's the one telling you to wait, please wait. If your brother is telling you to wait, please run. If you are the one telling yourself wait, please run. If it's the one telling you to wait, please wait. When I told Reverend Adoloju that this is the lady, and he told me, he said, let me give me some time. After 1 week, I remember I took Corolla from his house. Pastor Nick's Corolla car, that Toyota Corolla. First lady, they call it then. Was it first lady? I just took it. I told my friend, I said, let's go. I'm going to collect my yes. Somebody told me that I should go, so I'm not waiting anymore. So I got to the assessor. I have come to collect my yes because you said I should wait. Now that the wait is over, what are you saying? Are you saying yes? She said, I'm from Edo State. My people will want me to marry somebody from Edo State. I said, where's your mom? So I went to the mom. I said, mommy, I'm Adebowale Adedeji from Ilesha. I want to marry your daughter. Are you saying yes? I went to the father. I said, I'm from Ilesha. He said, I work in Ilesha. Hey, yes, they are good people. I said, so is that a sign of approval? So I turned to him. I said, give me my yes. I'm not waiting anymore. So I can't wait because this one was clear. Go. I was running on instruction. Go. And that's how faith works. When God asks you to wait, please wait. If you are the one mandating yourself to wait without God, please talk to yourself and talk to God about it. Hallelujah. But I've got the good news for somebody. Your wait is over. Your wait is over. Your season of waiting is over. In the name of Jesus. Waiting simply helps you not to get ahead of God. Waiting is not passive. You are simply resting on the knowledge that God got you covered. And he will surely deliver as he has promised. Hear this. Waiting is not passive. You are just resting on the knowledge that God said it, you believe it, and that settles it. So when God says wait, rest. Here it is. We travel together with God's servant to Port Harcourt on ABC bus. They call it Super Sleeper. I follow Reverend Adoleju to Port Harcourt that day. And I was sleeping in the car. In the bus. So he turned to me, he said, why are you sleeping? I said, how will I be traveling with you and not be sleeping? Let me rest, sir. So I turned back, I changed gear. I did not wake up until we get to Barabba. He said, you follow me and you are. I said, sorry, sir. You are here. Nothing is happening. Don't worry.
not no shaking, not in the shelley. Let me just sleep. You see, when you wait on God, you are resting on the knowledge that is secured. It is God. When he told them, let us cross over to the other side, he was not thinking disaster. He was not thinking they will perish. The storm came, yet he was resting. I just rest on that revelation. And I slept throughout. And that, you know, that has been a revelation I do with. Every time I fly, I sleep like a baby. Lord, you are the one taking care. I'm sleeping. I'm resting on the knowledge that he got me covered. What are you resting on? What has he said to you? Rest on his word. If you're trusting God for a baby, can I give you a revelation? Rest. Babies are produced in a state of rest. It's a comfortable union. They have to rest. The lady got to rest, not in agitation. The man has to rest. That meeting process takes place in a resting position. Yes or no? That's when it happens. I came as a product of rest, knowing fully well that God has prepared it. It will happen. Somebody said, I don't have a partner yet. Male and female created he them. Do you have that revelation? Rest. It's coming. And when it comes big. Run with patience and everything will be settled. I prophesy over your life. As you run with instruction, you will run with grace. You will run from destruction. You will succeed in all that you do. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will come true for you. Before your need arises, your supply will be waiting. In the name of Jesus, the God who made the heaven and the earth will rend the windows of heaven and pour you abundance in this season. No more lack, no more limit. In the name of Jesus, for someone hearing me, no more disappointment. In the name of Jesus, no more discouragement. In the name of Jesus, rise, walk in favor, walk in grace. Doors are open. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough from the left, breakthrough from the right. You will break forth on every side. In the name of Jesus, the capacity you don't have before, God is empowering you with it today. You will do better than your equals. You become the cynosure of all eyes. In the name of Jesus, I hear nothing fails in your hand. Nothing dies in your hand. Whatever is not working, begin to work again. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever stopped working, begin to work again. In the name of Jesus, I hear you will hit honey in the midst of the rock. In the name of Jesus, is your season of plenty. It's your season of harvest. In the name of Jesus, the labor of many years is coming to pass. You will enjoy your harvest. Watch it. 11-hour miracle is on your way. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We give you praise. For testimonies are coming. If you are sick in your body, there is healing right now. Someone with a kind of a back pain on this part of your shoulder, the pain is gone. Everyone that is having abdominal pain, it is gone in the name of Jesus. Arthritis is cured right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody is having difficulty to breathe. As I mentioned your case, check, it is gone in the name of Jesus. There is healing here in Jesus mighty name. We have prayed. You believe? Let your amen be better than that.
Hallelujah. If you are clapping for Jesus, can you make it better? Praise the Lord.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday, Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.